Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Tes Omid Aleph. We're almost at the end of the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the very last Simon Tav Chav Ches, and we've begun Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet tells us the way the parshios are arranged for certain weeks of the year. We know that our schedule is we lay in roughly one parsha every Shabbos, except for special parshios, and certain times we have double parshios. And the Mechaber began telling us yesterday that certain parshios always are going to fall out at certain times in the calendar year to be arranged specifically before or after certain holidays. So we discussed a couple of these situations at the end of yesterday's shir when we began Sif Dalet, and we pick up on the last two words of Resh Pei Ches Amud Beis. We'd read this yesterday along with the Bir Halacha, but it's a good place to start. So we said La'olam Korin Parshas B'Midbar Sinai Kodem Atzeres. We always read B'Midbar, Parshas B'Midbar before Shavuos, and we brought down yesterday in the Bir Halacha. That's because we wanted to make sure that B'Chukosai, which has the Klalos in it, is separated away from Shavuos. So there is another Bir Halacha which we didn't do yesterday, and that's B'Midbar Sinai Kodem Atzeres. And here the Chafetz Chaim adds that sometimes lefamim af parshas naso kodem atzeres. It's not only parshas by midbar, but even the next parsha, parshas naso, can sometimes also be read before Shavuos. For example, kigon sha'oso hashana ha'isa meuberes in a leap year, and v'chol Rosh Hashanah b'yom chamishi. And if Rosh Hashanah in that year, that's a leap year, was on a Thursday, so then it's going to be Korim Parshas Achrimos Kodem Chag HaPesach. The calendar is changed, as we pointed out in yesterday's shir, because in this situation, you have both Cheshvan and Kislev, either Maleim or Chaserim sometimes, and in that situation, you're going to have an extra Parsha, so you'll read Parshas Naso as well before Shavuos, not only Parsha of Chukosai, and then Bamidbar, but even also Parshas Naso. And then the Chafetz Chaim says, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon a number of klalos to explain which parashios are doubled up and which parashios are not doubled up ever. Sometimes they are doubled, sometimes they're not doubled up. Ayin and the rest of this Bir Halacha for some of those klalos. This is a very, very important Bir Halacha in terms of how the calendar is set up. Now we continue. The Mechaber writes, Tisha B'Av Kodem V'ez Chanan, the day of Tisha B'Av is always going to be the Shabbos beforehand. You're going to read for Shabbos Chazon Parshas Devarim, and then for Parshas Nachamu, the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, you're always going to read Parshas Ves Chanan. Chafetz Chaim explains the reasoning behind this in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masu Tisha B'Av B'Kodem Ves Chanan. He says, the time, the reasoning is, Kedei Shiikru B'Av Parshas Devarim, Shimi Tochcha Sof Shel Moshe. So this way, before Tisha B'Av, you always have the Tochcha that's found in Parshas Devarim, not the full-fledged Tochcha that we see in B'chukosai and Kisavo, but there's also a Tochcha in Parshas Devarim exhorting the Jewish people to do better. And this way, Kedei Lahatir Bo B'Chazon, so for Parshas Chazon, Shi Tochcha Yishaya L'Churban, which parallels the Tochcha that we find in Yishaya, telling us about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And this way, Vatem Nitzavim will fall out Kodim Rosh Hashanah. When the calendar is set up in this situation, you're going to have Nitzavim coming out before Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for that is, Mipnei Shiyesh Bo May In Yom Tshuva, because Parshas Nitzavim deals with various aspects of tshuva to it, which is, of course, a very appropriate fodder for the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. And that's the words that the Mechaber has next. Atem Nitzavim is called the Rosh Hashanah. So setting up the calendar in this way arranges certain parshios to fall at very opportune times. And therefore, the Mechaber continues and he says, V'chein kishir Rosh Hashanah b'yom beiz gimel, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on either a Monday or a Tuesday in the calendar, and therefore, sheyesh shtei shabbosos bein Rosh Hashanah l'sukkos. In that situation, you're going to have two Shabboses in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, not one Shabbos. So therefore, tzrichim l'chalek Nitzavim v'yelech. Therefore, in that situation, we separate the parashos, which are often double, Nitzavim Vayelech, and make them each a separate Shabbos, one Nitzavim, one Vayelech. And in this way, Kidei Shikru Vayelech Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Tzom Kippur. This way, the parasha Vayelech will be Shabbos Shuva, which will be between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And therefore, Vahazinu will fall out Bein Tzom Kippur L'Sukkos. So the parasha of Hazinu will be in between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. And how do you remember this? There's a simon over here. The way to remember this is V'simon Bag HaMelech Pas Vayelech, which we'll explain when we read the Mishnah Berurah, but this mnemonic over here reminds us the order of the parashas when they fall out in this way. Now let's see inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin. So he says, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Beis or Gimel Monday or Tuesday, so how does that affect the calendar? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rosh Shalom, and Mechab is telling us over here, Shechol Yom Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Beis or B'Yom Gimel, that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is either on a Monday or on a Tuesday, so in that situation, you want to have Nitzavim and Vayelech separated. And that's the mnemonic that we brought down, Bag HaMelech Pas Vayelech. What does that mean? So Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, Pirush, the explanation of this mnemonic is, HaMelech, which implies, Hainu Rosh Hashanah, we declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMelech on Rosh Hashanah, Shomrim HaMelech HaMishpat. So Kishachol B'yom Beis Ogimel, so when Bag HaMelech, when Rosh Hashanah, the Melech, is on Monday or Tuesday, so Pas Vayelech. Now, Pas means breaking apart. Miloshen Pasos Osopitim, when you break a carbon mincha into its component pieces, so that's called Pitim, Pasos Osopitim. So you break apart Nitzavim and Vayelech. Shemachalkim Nitzavim Vayelech L'shtayim. So this mnemonic over here is when it's on Beis Ogimel, so then you break apart Nitzavim and Vayelech. Mechaber continues and he says, however, Avo Kishir Rosh Hashanah B'yom Hei Revav, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday or Friday, we had previously that Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Adu, Lo Adu Rosh. So we only have the possibilities of Rosh Hashanah being on Beis or Gimel or Hei Revav. So if it's Beis or Gimel, then Nitzavim and Vayelech are separate. But if it comes out that Rosh Hashanah in that year is on Hei Revav, now this is actually a printer's error, as we see in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess. Kach Tzorech Lomer, it should say over here, Hei or Zayin, not Hey or Vav, because we have a rule, Lo Adu Rosh, that Rosh Hashanah can never come out on Aleph, Dalet, or Vav, on Sunday, on Wednesday, or on Friday. So this is a printer's error over here. It shouldn't be Biyom Hey or Vav, it should be Biyom Hey or Zayin. The Kain Isa B'Tur, and this the Mishnah Berurah says is found in the Tur as well, U'B'Sifrei Shulchan Aruch Hishamim, in the more correct versions of the Shulchan Aruch that are older, V'Rotz Lomar, Shechol Yom Rishon Shul Rosh Hashanah Biyom Hey or Biyom Zayin. If this situation, Rosh Hashanah comes out on either a Thursday or on Shabbos, because the Biyom Vav, E'ef Shalachul Kanal, as we've already explained, Lo Adu Rosh. So therefore, the correct reading over here should be, Avol Kishir Rosh Hashanah Biyom Hey or Zayin, when Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Adu, and we said already, if it falls out on Beis or Gimel, then the Tzavim and Vayelech are in fact separate, and it can't fall out on Adu, so the only days left are Hey or Zayin. When it falls out on Hey or Zayin, then Oz Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah the Sukkos, there won't be in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, Elo Shabbos Achas, Shekorim Ba'azino, there'll only be one Shabbos in between. Because if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday on Hey, then Yom Kippur will take up one of the Shabbosos, and we don't read a Parsha on Yom Kippur, we read the special Yom Kippur Leini. And if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Hey or Zayin, so then we take up a Shabbos that way with the Rosh Hashanah Leini, and therefore there'll only be one Shabbos that's, so to say, free to have a regular Parsha in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, and on that Shabbos we read Parshas Hazinu, and therefore in this situation, Nitzavim Vayelech can be read together. Oz Vayelech, Im Nitzavim, we can read Parshas Vayelech as a second Parsha of the Shabbos that we read Nitzavim, Kodem Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, if it falls out Rosh Hashanah on Beis or Gimel, so then Nitzavim Vayelech are separate. If it falls out on Hey or Zayin, Nitzavim Vayelech are together. And the mnemonic for this is V'simin L'pshuta, in a regular year, the mnemonic is Paktu U'Pischu, which we'll explain momentarily in the Mishnah Berurah. And L'muberes, if it's not a regular year, it's an Iber year, you have an extra Adar, then in this situation we have the mnemonic Sigru U'Pischu, Menu V'Itzru, Tzumu V'Tzalu, and Kumu V'Siku. Now, what is this mnemonic? How do we understand it? So let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud. And he explains it. In a regular year, Pshuta year, with no other sheni, so then it's Paktu U'Pischu. What does that mean? Paktu is Lashon Tzivoy. That means commanded, which is Parshas Tzav. Klomar, Tzav is going to be Korin Somuch LePesach. That's Paktu U'Pischu. Tzav and then Pesach. Then the rest of the mnemonic is for Shadu Muberes. In that situation, we have Sigru U'Pischu. Sigru comes from a Lashon of Mitzora Muskar, a certain type of Mitzora is muchlat, and a certain type of mitzvah is muskar. Without getting into the details over here, it means he's locked away, either potentially or definitively. So this lashon of sigru, Parshas Mitzorah, comes before Pesach. And then, continuing this mnemonic for a leap year, we have Menu V'Itzru. What does this mean over here? So, Pirush Bamidbar, Shu Minyan B'nei Yisroh, which is the counting, right, in English. Bamidbar is not referred to as desert, it's referred to as numbers, which is the counting, which is what Bamidbar is most famous for. So in Parshas Bamidbar, Pekudim, so we have over here, Minyan B'nei Yisroel, that's the Menu over here. So Parshas Bamidbar comes Kodem Atzeres, Menu V'Itzru. So that's that part of the mnemonic. And then we have furthermore, Tzumu, which is a reference to Hainu Tisha B'Av, V'Tzalu, which is a reference to Tfilah, Hainu V'Eschanan. So we have Tisha B'Av and then V'Eschanan. The famous 515 times that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let him go into Eretz Yisrael. So first, Tzumu, and then we have Tzalu, daven. And finally, the end of the mnemonic is Kumu V'Siku. Kumu is a reference to Hainu Nitzavim, Parshat Nitzavim, to stand up, Kumu, which is called the Tkias Rosh Hashanah, which in that situation will fall out before Rosh Hashanah. Parshat Nitzavim in that year will be before Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Kishuchol Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Shabbos. If the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos, then, so here we have a dichotomy between the leanings in Eretz Yisrael and the leanings in Chutz Laaretz. Because, Doz B'nei Eretz Yisrael Sh'osim Pesach Rach Shivas Yomim. In Eretz Yisrael, which is only a 7-day Yontif of Pesach, if the first day is on Shabbos, so then the last day over here will be on Friday. And therefore, Shabbos, which we would have as the 8th day of Pesach, they'll have as Yisru Chag, which requires a separate parsha, the regular Shabbos parsha. We're here in Chutz Laaretz, we would be reading Aseret Yaseret Kol HaBechor. So therefore, we're going to have a separation between the parshos in Eretz Yisrael, like we have, for example, this year, and in Chutz Laaretz. So therefore, Korim B'Shabbos She'achor Parsha Shmini, in Eretz Yisrael, they'll already start reading Shmini, and in Chutz Laaretz, we're still reading the special laning for the last day of Achron Shel Pesach, the 8th day of Pesach. And therefore, it became, Nemele Yivosolem B'Shonesh Shabbos Achas B'li Sedra. So we're going to be off by a Sedra, and therefore, V'alkein Yesh Mafridin Afilu B'shonem Pshuta Tazria Metzora. Therefore, we separate Tazria Metzora even in a regular year sometimes. V'yesh Mafridin B'har B'chukosai. Sometimes we separate B'har B'chukosai. V'imim U'beres, if it's a leap year, and Adar Sheni year, Mafridim Gam Matos Masai. Then you're going to have to go separate out Matos Masai as well, like we had in Eretz Yisrael this year, where Matos and Masai were separate, and we caught up finally with Parshas Matos and Masai, reading them together in Chutz Laaretz. And this is brought down from the Ma'arit and the Magen Avraham. This sif basically explains the order that we have in terms of making double parshios, and sometimes we don't, and why certain parshios come out in certain situations. Now we go to sif hey. Mechaber writes, Parshas Hazinu, Mechalkin Parshiosel, Kedero Shoyu Mechalkin Oso B'Mikdosh. When we read Parshas Hazinu, so the first six aliyos of it are Ashira, and those psukim are broken up in a certain way, and we aren't allowed to go and deviate from that. And this is based upon in the Beis HaMikdash, when they used to have the Ma'amados, so they would read one of each of these six parshos on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Shayokari Mashira Pam Achas L'Sheishas Yimei HaShvua. So they would read this in that way. So therefore, we don't break it up any different way on Shabbos. And as we'll see, we don't make Hosafos in the first six aliyahs of Parshas HaZinu. If you have to make Hosafos, you can make them afterwards. And this is explained in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Aleph. Hatam, the reasoning is, Bipnei Shem Divrei Tzochocha, because this is a type of Tochocha over here in Parshas HaZinu. Shiach Zuron B'Tshuva. From the Rambam, he says that this exhorts us to do tshuva. And therefore, even though there may be additional requirements to give aliyahs out because people are chiyuvim, that they have yard sites and things like that, we try not to break it up in these first six aliyahs. If you need to make hosavos, you can make them in the latter aliyahs. And he brings this down for the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yud Beis, and it was broken up into six parts, just like we have the first six aliyahs, which correspond to the 6 days of Bereishis before Shabbos was created. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, when they brought the korban that day, the ma'amados they would have over there, they would sing one of the six stanzas of Parshas Hazinu, the first six aliyahs of Parshas Hazinu, they would sing on Sunday, Monday, etc. The source of this is from the Torah, based upon the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. However, the Rashash asks over here, in the Gemara Mavur, Shayu Mechalkin is a parsha l'shisha shavuos, that they broke it up into 6 weeks over here, and on every Shabbos in Musaf, Hayom Yuchelik Ach Echad, so it's a little bit different. So the Morak Tzia, which is written by the Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emden, so he brings down, Kosef Shetzorech Lomar Shezu Gam Kavanas HaShulchan Aruch. That's what the Shulchan Aruch means over here also. Shayu Mechalkin also l'shisha shavuos, Kineged Sheishas Yimei HaShavua. So it was read over 6 weeks, which was Kineged, the 6 days of Maisa Bereishis. On the other hand, the Drisha says differently. He says the Kavanah is that this was the Ma'amados that I mentioned before. Shayu Boim Mishmaros Me'am Yisrael Kidei Lamo Kishushuchim Shal Yisrael Ala Korbanos. That we always used to bring the Korbanos, and you can't ever bring a Korban without the owners of it there. So we would have, just like the Kohanim and Levim were broken up into Mishmaros, so too was Klai Yisrael broken up into Mishmaros watches, and we would send designees to be our representatives, our shluchim, over here for the korbanos that were brought on behalf of Klai Yisrael. And these were called the Anshe Maimed. And they would go and sing over here in Miskabzim Yushalayim. They would gather in Yushalayim, or in the Beis HaKnesses in their cities. They daven the next with davening over here. And during these days over here, they would break up Parshas HaZinu. In any event, that's what Mechaber is referring to over here, that the first six aliyos over here were broken up in some way, and therefore we break them up in this way on Shabbos. What is the siman for these aliyos? So the siman is Haziv Lecha. These are the first letters of each of the aliyos, which is Hazinu for the Hey, Zohar for the Zayin, Yarkiveu for the Yud, Vav is Vayar, the Lamid is Lu, for Lu Chochmu, and finally the Chav Sofis is Ki Esa El Shamayim. So those are the six aliyos. And then you continue reading until Ad Sof Ashira for the sixth aliyah, and the seventh aliyah of Ashvi, Kore Misof Ashira Ad Sof Parsha. He reads from the conclusion of the Shira, we start the seventh aliyah, and then you can read till the end of the Parsha, and here you're allowed to break that seventh aliyah up into Osofos if you need to. And the Ramah adds, Hagav v'daf could be Shabbos mechalkin of parashios. Only on Shabbos do we break up these parashios. Avol b'mincha b'Shabbos v'sheni v'chamishi in lochosh. Even though we don't read all six of the parashios over here on Shabbos mincha of the week before of Hazinu, or on Monday or Thursday that week, and therefore we're breaking it up in a different way, that's not a problem. We don't have to be choshish for that. It's brought down in the name of the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel that there are different ways than the Mechaber to break it up. Instead of saying the Lecha mnemonic at the last two aliyahs, the fifth and sixth aliyah, is Lu Chochmu and Ki Esa, the Yesh Poskim Shesovrim the Tevas Lecha is Marames al Lule Kas Vegomer. The Lamed is not Lu Chochmu but Lule Kas, and the Kav Sofis is Ki Yodim Vegomer. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein Noagim Bibedin Oseinu, it brings out from various Achronim, that is the Minog that they did it in the time of the Mishnah Berurah. However, our Siddurim actually follow the breakdown over here, like the Shulchan Aruch says. And in the Shaar HaTzion, Ozvab, he says, V'yesh mekom b'shenog in Shulchan Aruch, and that is in fact the minhag that I just said is found in most of our Chumashim today. And he brings out from the Prima Garden, V'nara, nara, upshate. Every place that does it is allowed to follow their own custom. We don't have one unified custom over here. Those who follow the Shulchan Aruch, those who follow the Achronim that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. However, he says, but to break it up according to both ways, to stop according to the way of the Shulchan Aruch and of the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Achronim, that's incorrect. Pick one, break it up into those six aliyos, and only those six aliyos, whichever six you're using. Nar v'nar upashta, each place can follow its own custom. Now we start Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Klolos Shevetoros Kohanim. What we call the Tochacha, the curses that are found in Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim is, of course, Sefer Vayikra. It deals with a lot of the halachas of Kohanim. That's why it's called Toras Kohanim. So the Klolos in Parshas Bechukosai, the Tochacha over there, Ein Mafsikim Behem. You're not allowed to make any interruptions. One person gets the Aliyah, and he reads the whole thing through that single Aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if Kotin Tezvav, V'samchu Zeh Akra. The Mishle. This is based, we don't break it up, on a pasuk in Mishle, where it says, "D'chsev Musar Hashem bini al timos v'al tokots b'sos hachto." Don't despise the reproofs, the tochacha that you get. And therefore, if you were to break it up, it would be like, enough, I don't want to hear anymore. If the Baal Kriya would go and make a hosafa in the middle of the tocha, and you have to read another person, it's as if you're saying, enough, I don't want to hear any more tocha right now, and therefore that's inappropriate. A person should be very willing to hear the tocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not stop in between, and therefore, based upon this pasuk in Mishlei, we don't make any hosafos in the tocha itself. This is so much so that the issue footnote number 7 brings out from the Stipler Gaon that he would even make sure when he did Shtayim Mikra V'yechot Targum She'en L'Havsik B'Emsa Klolos, he would read it through and through and not make any interruption in the middle of the Klolos. That's how far we go to follow this Pasuk in Mishlei. Don't be upset with the Tochach of Hashem that you, so to say, don't listen to the entire Tochach at one time. What should you therefore do? Ella, the Mechaber continues, Ella Echad Kori Kulam, you have one person read the entire Tochach over here. U'maschilim B'Psukim Shelefneim. But we don't start with the Tocha itself. We start a couple of psukim beforehand, and we don't end with the Tocha itself. We end with a couple of psukim afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Tezayin, the Amru Chazal, because Chazal tell us, Shamar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Eino Bedin Shiu Benai Mevarchuni Ala Tzor Shalem. It's not appropriate, so to say, that you should make a brach over here on all the tzaras that I'm wishing upon you, or that I'm causing you to have. Ella, therefore, Yikra Echod HaKol, one person does read the entire Tochacha, however, V'yaskel B'dover Echod, start off with something not Tochacha, V'yisayim B'dover Acher, and end off with something that's not Tochacha, and therefore, V'yuchel Avar Tchil V'sof, and therefore, it's more appropriate that we make a bracha on something better, both before and afterwards. Ad Kan L'shono. That's the words of Chazal. Therefore, umishum ze levad hayadai shiasul b'pasuk echad b'nev tocha or pasuk echad achad tocha. Based upon this, it would be enough to have just one pasuk before the tocha, one pasuk afterwards. However, we have a rule elav made the kaimulon dein maskilim b'parsha pachos mishlosha psukim. We don't ever have a stoppage that's before a break that's less than three psukim, so people shouldn't mistakenly think that you can have an aliyah less than three psukim, and therefore v'chein ein mesayim l'samach l'pasha pachos b'shosh psukim, so we never have a break that either starts or ends within less than three psukim of a parsha, of a break in the Torah, a pei or a samach, and therefore l'kach tzorich l'haslu shlosh psukim mikodem tochacha v'chein shlosh psukim achar tochacha. Therefore l'maisa, we always break it up three psukim before and three psukim afterwards. This is the Parshas Bechukosai. We'll finish this off in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.